How are you today?
We're doing well. We'll just ask you if you could just speak up just to drop Alberto, but how are things going for you? I know you got a super busy schedule, and we appreciate your time.
No, of course. Thank you so much. Everything is going fantastic. Combat Americas is in town, in my hometown in San Antonio. So
the recording has started.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. It's just, Combat Americas is in town, so I'm helping the brand, the product, promoting it. And I was doing some stuff in the morning with my good friends from Salvation Army to help families in Christmas. And, you know, busy.
Busy. Do you have a good Thanksgiving? Holidays are coming up. Things are good for you, huh?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, I had an amazing Thanksgiving with my kids. I think that the last time I was with my whole family in Thanksgiving was like 3 years ago, because thank God I'm always busy. I have a lot of work and I wasn't even able to do it the other years. But this year I was here. I was enjoying and with my kids and eating like a crazy person.
All right. Well, before we're not going to focus too much on how much pumpkin pie you ate. We have a lot of media callers wanting to talk to you, so we will open up for some calls. Again, this Thursday, tomorrow night on Impact, a grudge match, Alberto El Patron against Johnny Impact. Media, if you have questions, we ask you to identify yourself, your media outlet, and please limit it to one call or one question for Alberto. He's limited time today. At the end of the call with Alberto, we'll be happy to have questions, because we're going to have Josh Matthews join us at the end of the call today. So, again, *6 if you'd like to ask a question for Alberto.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
Hi, Alberto. This is Raj Giri with Wrestling Inc.
Hey, man. What's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Obviously, this year has been a big transition year for Impact Wrestling, and I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on how things have been going and what you'd like to see in 2018 for Impact to kind of take it to the next level.
It has been an amazing journey. I mean, as I've been saying since the beginning, I love the company. I love what we're doing. We're all working together to make this product something amazing. We have a good group of people. We have good talent, willing to bust their traseros with me outside and inside the ring, to bring more fans, to make this product what this product deserves to be.
Hi, Alberto. This is Graham Matthews, Inroad.com. I was just wondering what your thoughts have been on working with Johnny Impact in Impact Wrestling. Of course, you guys have history from WWE, Lucha Underground. What's been your experience like working with them and your chemistry with them inside the ring between all these companies?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I love this business with all my heart. I know it sounds crazy when I say that I love this business like no one else, because most of the people involved in this business, they love it. But because of that love that I have for this business, I take pride in what I do. So I know it's my responsibility to go out there and kill it and give the best match of the night. And when I have someone like Johnny Impact with me, it makes my job easier. More than having history in WWE, it was more in Lucha Underground, because in WWE we didn't have the chance to really go into a program or have a series of matches or have time in the ring to really show the audience, the crowd, the fans what we can do. But we did in Lucha Underground. We're doing it in Impact Wrestling, and I was so happy to go back to my company, Impact Wrestling, and finding Johnny there and being able to put an amazing show for the fans and create good TV, good storyline for all the Impact Wrestling fans.
Hello, Dave. Francis Reyes from Impact. My question is to you, Dario. 2018 is like going to be a stellar year for Impact Wrestling. For yourself, who are the upcoming talent that you could see that could be taking being the franchise player of the Impact?
Well, we have a lot of young talent talent in the company, young wrestlers or new wrestlers with all the in ring skills and with the potential, with all the potential to be the next big stars in the business. Of course, me and the other experienced wrestlers are going to be helping them to accomplish that mission. We're all in the same page, in the same idea of making this product something amazing. It's already an amazing product, but we want all the people to enjoy this and get more followers, more viewers every single week. And I think we're in the right path, and 2018 is going to be fantastic for the company and for all the wrestlers involved.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Alberto. It's Neil Docking here from the Daily Mirror in UK.
Amigo, what's going on?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us today. You mentioned just there about working with Johnny Impact. What's it like getting into Factor, you know, his kind of parkour style and the fact that he can perform moves that, you know, other wrestlers just simply can't do, and some of the stuff, amazing stuff you're able to do in that backstage skit that got everybody talking?
Yeah, well, you know, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us and supporting wrestlers like Johnny, like Alberto, like your humble server that love this business so much. And yes, everybody knows this. I take pride in what I do, and it's not just performing in the ring, but also before the show. Everybody knows that I'm really creative when it comes to putting stuff together, creating that roller coaster of emotions for our audience. And when I have someone, another fantastic wrestler, another great mind next to me like Johnny Impact, it makes my job 10, 20, 100 times easier. And I really enjoy that. I was needing something like that. I was needing to have that type of feud, have someone like him. Not that I didn't have that before, because all the people working for Impact are fantastic wrestlers, but it was good to see an old friend, an old in-ring enemy, to put it that way, and create that amazing storyline. And I think we did really good TV, and we had a lot of fun, and we bust our traseros every single night. We were exhausted every single night, but at the end of the night, we were always hugging each other and congratulating each other and being happy because we created something fantastic for the company.
Yeah, it's not often you get someone running at wall chasing you.
Yes. I mean, it's good that all the Impact Wrestling or just wrestling fans in general are enjoying what we're doing, and just keep tuning because it's going to get better and better.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Roberto, we had an online question if you'd talk about your return, Bound for Glory, and some of your highlights and memorable moments from all the tapings up in Ottawa.
Can you repeat that again, amigo? Because the signal is not too good.
Sure. It was your thoughts about the return at Bound for Glory, how that went, and then some of your highlights of the time up in Ottawa.
Oh, no, it was fantastic. I mean, I was really excited, happy to go back to Impact, to do it in Canada, because, yeah, I mean, we we like doing the TV shows in Orlando and Universal Studios and everything else. But it's always good to go and reach other crowd, other fans, and especially a place like Canada where they love pro wrestling so much, where they really know about good wrestlers, real wrestlers, real pro wrestling. And I know we gave them everything we have, like I always do, like we always do. But you guys know how much pride I take on what I do, and it was my duty, more than my vision, my mission. It was my duty to go back to Impact and give them what I gave them, and that was an amazing storyline with Johnny Impact. Full of action, and I took them in that roller coaster of emotions one more time, and I came back home completely pleased and happy because I know the fans are enjoying it. The company was happy, my co-workers were happy, and of course Alberto El Patron was more than happy with what we did in Canada.
Hey, Alberto. It's Julian from the Wrestling Court and AlternativeMinds.com. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you for taking the time for this.
You are welcome. With the recent news of Lucha Underground Season 4 coming out, and since you're in Impact Wrestling, will you be on Lucha Underground Season 4? And would you be back between Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling?
To be honest, I don't know anything about Lucha Underground Season 4. I always say the same, and I'm saying this with all due respect, but it's like an old record because I always say the same. When I go home, I go home, and I don't read the news. I don't read the wrestling news. I don't watch wrestling. I go home to be a daddy, change diapers, take my kids to school and all of that stuff. So I'm glad that Lucha Underground are going to have a season 4 because the more competition we have, the better it is for all of us, the talent, the wrestlers. I wish we could have 190 million companies for all my co-workers to go and show the world why pro wrestling is so fantastic. So, but I'm focusing on my work in Impact Wrestling. That's my home, like I keep saying over and over and over. I go to other places in the world with the indie circuit, but that's it. If I do something with Lucha Underground, it would be something that I'm gonna need to talk to my company, Impact Wrestling, first, and also to see if they have the right thing for Alberto El Patron, because everybody knows that I have a fantastic time when I was in Lucha Underground, but at the end ended up leaving that company. And as everybody knows, in this moment, I'm just going and working in places that make me happy. And if I don't have something that is going to make me happy in other places, I just won't take it.
Hello, Albert. This is Anirudh from Sports Kira.
How are you, amigo?
Yeah, Albert, so you're now in your 40s and you've accomplished just about everything there is to do in pro wrestling. First ballot in any Hall of Fame in the world. So you've also expressed a desire to get out of the business before you get to the point where your body breaks down. So can you see the finishing line for your career in sight? Are you possibly... have a retirement date in mind?
Yes, I've been thinking about it, and I've been saying it in every single interview, in every single promo after my matches, because I'm not tired of wrestling. I love wrestling. The real fans. I like the real fans. I'm tired of all the BS behind doors, behind the curtains, BS drama with promoters, company, keyboard warriors, and all the backstabbing, the dark side of wrestling. So that's what is making me think about leaving the business pretty soon. Also, because life is fantastic, and I've been really blessed, and lucky with all the projects that are coming in my way, and my also my work with Combate Americas, which is going fantastic because the company is just it keeps climbing and climbing to the top. So that's the reason why I want to stop. I've been saying that I'll do all 2018, and then maybe 2019 I will start like a farewell tour. But you know, I'm saying this right now, but maybe things change next year, and or maybe the situation is not the best one, and I have to stay for more years. But so far, that's my idea. If everything goes the way I think, well, yes, I'm going to be leaving the pro wrestling business pretty soon.
Hi, Alberto. Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com. Obviously, you've returned to take back your championship, but while you were gone, I'm just wondering what your take is on the guy who replaced you there at the top, Eli Drake, and the job that he's done as the champion.
Well, the guy has a lot of talent. He looks fantastic. I had the opportunity to have a match with them before returning to Impact. When we were doing the tapings in Orlando, we had a hell of a match, and he's a guy with a lot of talent, willing to work and learn. And that night, he was there for everything, and we put up an amazing match. Everybody knows El Patron. Everybody knows me. I take pride on what I do, so I just. It's my mission, it's my duty to give an amazing match, to put everything out there. And, well, you know, sometimes you have opponents that are in the same page, same idea, and can go toe-to-toe with you, and sometimes you don't have that. But if you are a veteran, if you are an experienced wrestler like Alberto, it's your duty to do it. And in that first match with Eli, oh, he brought it. He brought it, and he elevated himself with me, and we went toe-to-toe, and I think it was after that match that we had in Orlando why the company finally decided to you know, put all the chips or give him the ball. And I think it was a great idea. We have to remember that this business is like that. You have to create new stars. You have to, and it's our responsibility, the ones established, the veterans, the ones with experience. It's our responsibility to help that new talent to get to the top, so that the beautiful business of pro wrestling continues for many years and many years and many years more.
Hi, Alberto. It's Lee Med from Live Radio in Scotland. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. It was just a very quick one. Earlier this year, you had the chance in Impact to work with members of your family against LAX in what was a very entertaining, a very engaging program, because there was real passion and there was truth and family members involved in that. How did it feel for yourself to be able to work with your family on such a big stage as Impact?
Oh, well, it was fantastic. As everybody knows, my father is my best friend, my idol, and my mentor, and my everything. So to be able to have my dad, my brother involved in a storyline, it was fantastic. And I want to thank Impact Wrestling for that. We created good television. It was entertaining. It was real, like you said. Everything about that was real. To me, real. Everything in pro wrestling is real. I don't care what some people say, and especially when they want to call it fake. There's nothing fake in wrestling. This is we're going out there, putting a work, putting a show, putting our bodies in the line. And there's emotions, real emotions. There's drama. There's everything. There's blood. There's sweat. There's tears. And we create a television show. Yes. But what we're feeling in the ring, inside and outside, is completely real. So that storyline with my family against LAX and all the stuff that we were doing at the time was just amazing. And And I feel lucky that I have the opportunity to have him with me in my company.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Alberto. This is Graham Matthews, Venmo.com again. You had mentioned earlier your time with Lucha Underground. It seems as Impact has had a bit of a working relationship with Lucha in recent months, as well as AAA and NOAH and DCW, et cetera, et cetera. What have been your thoughts on the working relationships that Impact has had with other companies? Do you think it adds, you know, helps the business as a whole to have all these smaller companies working together?
Of course. I mean, that's a fantastic idea. That's what all the companies need to be doing. Because we already know that there's one company, WWE, which is the most famous company out there. They have all the money, and they are there. They are the Yankees of pro wrestling. But if all the other companies work together, they can put an amazing product for all the fans, and it's gonna help everyone. It's gonna help the fans to have a fresh, good, better product, and that's going to bring more viewers. More viewers will bring more sponsors. That will bring more money, and at the end of the day, everybody's going to be happy. To me, it's a fantastic idea. I wish they could do the same in my country, in Mexico, but they don't do it. In Mexico, they just, all the promoters are always fighting, hating each other, and the worst part of that is that the wrestlers in Mexico, they're hating each other, depending on the work on the company they work for, and that's the reason they cannot do many things down there in Mexico. But I'm glad that Impact is doing all of these things to work with all these different companies to bring different wrestlers to the company and to give a better, bigger, and a fresh product to all of the Impact Wrestling fans.
Hi, Alberto. This is Raj with WrestlingInc.com again. Jack Swagger, someone you're very familiar with, recently announced that he would be going into MMA, and he signed with Bellator. With your experience with MMA and the work you've done with Combate Americas, just wanted to see what your thoughts were on Jack Swagger going into MMA and how you think he'll fare.
Oh, well, I think it's a fantastic idea. You know, Jack Swagger is a tough guy. He's a legit wrestler. He's a big, strong guy, and I think he has all the tools to go there and fight and win and do something good with Bellator and in the sports of MMA. It's going to be tough. It's going to be the transition is going to be difficult because he's been doing pro wrestling for so long that now he's going to be big. He's going to have to focus and going back to the amateur wrestling gym and training all the other techniques that he doesn't know, like jiu-jitsu and striking and all that stuff. But I think he's going to do well.
Hello, Dave. It's Francis Race again from In-Ring Pop. My question is, Patsy, since you've come back, what's your thought about the management of Impact since you've come back, and have they been welcoming Patsy when you've been back to the company?
Oh, no. As everybody knows, we're all working together. The office, the talent, the staff, everyone, the crew people, we all work together to make this product something amazing. Here in this company, there's no egos, there's no BS when it comes to the main goal that we all have, which is make this company something fantastic again, or to continue doing good TV for our fans. The company is giving me all their support now to accomplish that mission and to give a good product to all of our fans.
Hi, Alberto. It's Neil here again from the Daily Mirror.
Hey, man. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. Just wanted to ask you about Bound for Glory when you returned. You cut a promo criticizing Impact Wrestling management for suspending you and stripping you of your title, despite all investigations into alleged domestic violence, resulting in you being cleared of any wrongdoing. You also, forced Joe Barash to apologise for not reaching out to you when you were suspended. How do you feel about bringing these personal issues into Impact Wrestling and using them as part of the storyline?
Well, it was part of the. Part of it was the storyline. Part of it was completely real. Everybody knows about the suspension, but we talked about this. The company and I talked about this, and we decided that it was the right thing to do at the moment, because when the whole drama happened, we didn't have the right evidence to prove the audience, the sponsors, the TV networks that I didn't do absolutely anything. So in order to protect the company, the wrestlers in the company and all the people working for it, we decided to do that. Same stuff with the title. The title stuff, it was me saying, hey, I think we should do something while I'm suspended, and I should not be the champion right now, because I want rules to apply the same way to every single member of Impact Wrestling. I was one of the ones, or one of the first three wrestlers in the other company, always screaming out loud, why rules apply for some wrestlers here and not for others? And I'm talking about the company WWE when I was there.
Yeah.
And so it would have been completely unfair from me to, just because I'm Alberto El Patron, say, oh no, I'm gonna remain the champion. No, if you have to preach with example. I wanted to show the new talent and all my coworkers in Impact Wrestling that, no, it doesn't matter if I'm Alberto, and it doesn't matter that I didn't do absolutely anything, nothing. That everything was just something that it was not real. That it was a complete lie, and it was just to protect or to not knowing what was going on. It doesn't matter. It looked wrong. It looked wrong, and again, even though I didn't do absolutely anything, there's the standards that we have to follow, and I understand these days with social media, with the internet, it's different. We are under the microscope all the time, and that's why I decided to relinquish the title and to do it that way. But the company was supporting me, so it was just part of the storyline. I'm not angry I'm not really angry to the company. It's part of the storyline, but I took that as a chance to throw some reality or the truth out there to remind people that all that they read, heard in the internet was just completely BS.
Hey, Alberto, I know your time is limited. We have a few more questions for you, if you can stick with us for another minute or two.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Hello, Floyd Almar with Arm Drag Takedown and Huffington Post. And I was wondering if you could discuss the recent return of Paige to WWE.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes, I was wondering if you could discuss your thoughts on Paige's recent return to WWE television.
Oh, I mean, it's fantastic. It was just about time. I mean, it just, I used to say this all the time, people forget that she had neck surgery, screws behind her neck, and that takes time. That's the reason why she was out of the business, and it takes time to recover from something like that, and then she started working really, really hard for her big comeback, and now she's there, and she's doing what she has been doing since the beginning of his career, of her career, or since the beginning of her career in WWE. She's killing it. She's doing a fantastic job, and I said it before, and I'll say it again. She she has all the potential to be the most successful diva of all time. And, you know, just we have to give her time.
Hello, Alberto. This is Anirudh from Sports Kita again.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so as we've seen with Bobby Lashley, we've found out that Impact Wrestling hasn't had too many problems sending people over to Bellator MMA. Since you have a background in the sport of mixed martial arts, would you consider stepping into this, into the cage for one last time, possibly if the right offer came along?
Yes, of course. I was actually talking about this with my family last night while we were at that event, and in an event for to promote Combate Americas here in San Antonio this Friday. The first time I was out of WWE, I had the company Bellator reaching out to me to offer me something. The offer didn't make sense for me, and I didn't really want to do it. But then I met my great friend and boss, Campbell McLaren, and he came to me with a huge offer, a fantastic offer, and everybody knows it. Then I even went back to the gym to get in fighting shape and everything, but I felt like he wasn't there anymore. My fighting spirit to fight inside the cage wasn't there anymore. And that's when I said, hey, amigo, I don't think I want to fight. I'm not hungry. For fighting in the cage anymore, but thank you. And then he ended up hiring me to do something else for the company. But in the past 3 months, as some people know, I've been training really hard. I'm getting back in an amazing shape. I'm in a really good place in my life, with a lot of projects, or more than projects, realities of my. Of projects or TV shows and stuff outside wrestling, and with good things going on in my wrestling career. So yes, I've been thinking about maybe doing one more fight. I'm not 100% sure right now. I might change my mind tomorrow or the next week, but right now, or last night, I was talking to my agent, lawyer, best friend, Steve McMahon, and I was telling him, hey, maybe I will do one more fight. But if that happens, he's definitely going to be with my company, Combate Americas. I would love to help my company to get that first pay-per-view. And if I'm going to go back inside the cage and trade punches and kick someone's trasero or get my trasero, okay, it has to be inside the Combate Americas cage.